Özlem Publishing presents audiobook The Battle of Flavors in the Refrigerator. Author, Arhan Aytaç. Translation, Artificial Intelligence Editing, Yahya Türkeli. Collision of Foams. Once upon a time, inside a giant refrigerator, there was a realm where glass bottles lived glitzy lives, and ice cubes danced with click-clack sounds, the realm of bottles. Two great powers ruled this realm, the Soda Kingdom, and the Lemonade Republic. The sodas were energetic, bubbly, and full of fun. The lemonades were natural, refreshing, and confident. One day, an argument broke out in Cooler Square. "I am better," said the lemonade. "Numara, I am better," answered the soda. The argument grew heated. Lemon slices flew through the air, and soda bubbles crackled. The first war broke out, the clash of bubbles. While the sodas launched spraying gas bombs, the lemonades retaliated with lemon peel missiles. The balance of the fridge was disrupted. Its temperature shifted, and even the ice cubes went into shock. But at that very moment, the Iced Teas Council intervened. Mint Iced Tea took the floor. "Unite instead of fighting. Let the energy of soda combine with the freshness of lemonade." And for the first time, soda and lemonade united. GAZ MATA was born. It was fun, refreshing, and quickly became the new star of the fridge. Chapter 2. The Jealousy of the Ice Creams. As Gazmata became famous, the ice creams were left in the shade. Chocolate ice cream's pride was wounded the most. Looking into the mirror, it said, "I am the coolest dessert in this fridge. What is this new fizzy mix anyway?" It gathered its vanilla, mint, and strawberry friends. The Ice Cream Council declared war. Cooler Square turned into a battlefield once again. Gazmata set up bubble shields, while the ice creams attacked with ice spears. Just as the tension reached its peak, the Fruit Juices Group arrived. The meeting started anew. The Fruit Juices Group shouted loudly, "You are consumed together. Be a menu, not rivals." And so peace was made. A new menu emerged. Fizzy ice cream float. Chapter 3. The Foods Revolt. On the bottom shelf, the cooked foods were watching everything unfold. Leading them was Commander Hamburger, with General French Fries by his side. "We are the main food here. We provide real satiety. These sugary things have taken over the refrigerator." The food front was formed. Ketchup missiles, mayonnaise bombs, and pickle barricades were prepared. One night, they staged a raid. Gazmata's bottle tipped over, and the ice creams melted. The most delicious war of the refrigerator had begun. But just as everything was about to go completely topsy-turvy, the door opened. A hand reached in and packed them all into a basket. They all came together at a picnic. "Hamburger, fries, ice cream, Gazmata," a child shouted, "all my favorites together." Chapter 4. The Vinegar Wars. But there was a dark place, the crisper drawer, where pickles and vinegars had been forgotten for years. The pickled cucumber leader and the vinegar bottle spoke softly. "We didn't start this war, but we will finish it." The secret plan began. Groups were turned against each other. The smell in the fridge changed, and everyone grew suspicious of one another. And the Great Vinegar War erupted. Now everyone was attacking everyone. Vinegar bombs, pickle attacks, soda explosions, ice cream waves. The fridge seemed on the verge of collapsing. Chaos took over completely. It was total mayhem, with Numara telling who was hitting whom. Only huffs, puffs, and groans could be heard. Chapter 5. The Peace Pipe. Right at that moment, an ice cream stick fell from the door shelf. It was covered in vinegar, flanked by a pickle, and coated with soda. It looked strange and untasty, but it had a note attached to it. "I love them all. Because they are all my friends." Everyone went silent. The pickles softened. Gazmata stopped its bubbles. The ice creams stopped melting. Friendship was winning. Grand finale. That day, the refrigerator was reorganized. The shelves were rearranged. Everything was